Hello, Film Club. Jeff here. I got a microphone for my dad to use for these, just so I can help make the quality a little clearer and a little louder. Previously, I was just speaking into my computer, and the microphone on that is pretty bad, so it's good to actually get something that sounds halfway decent. So Brandon, it was great to get those two boos from you. I thought they were hilarious. I need to get some of your confidence in terms of recording my own voice. Every time I hit record, I tend to feel like I'm getting interrogated or something. It's really strange. But anyway, I thought your looper thoughts were great, and I'm inclined to agree with you about most of what you said. I think Looper is a very good film. I think it's done very efficiently and effectively. Johnson tells a pretty dynamic story, and he's a good visual storyteller as well. He may need a little help in the writing department. I could probably side with John a little bit there, but I think, whatever sort of deficiency he has as a narrativist and as a dramatist, I think that he more than makes up for with his panache as a director. He's a prodigious talent, and I think Brandon talked about in his blog about how he's definitely absorbed a lot of influences, but he doesn't make them really gaudy or sort of over the top. He's not like sort of winking at you about it. I mean, he's sort of takes them and makes them his own, which is, certainly the trait of a good director. But about the actual story itself, I think that I also found the TK thing a little unnecessary, but in a way it kind of helps the story by making it branch more into the fantasy realm or more into the fictional realm of the sci-fi sort of duality there. It's not trying to tell a realistic story, let's just put it that way.